This morning, we want to celebrate this gift that was given to us over 2,000 years ago. And if you weren't with us last night, we looked at a bunch of prophecies in the Old Testament and how Jesus is that is the fulfillment of those prophecies. His coming was for a reason, and that's because we needed to be rescued from our sin, from ourselves. And so Jesus came 2,000 years ago, born. The creator and sustainer of the world came in the form of a baby. I don't know about you, but my family had different traditions than my wife's family. And so growing up, my family, we on Christmas Eve, we would always go to my grandma's house. And I had like 20 cousins, and we're all relatively the same age. And so you can imagine a house full of 20 cousins. Like, it was crazy, but it was really fun. I have really fond memories of it. We would always have the same dinner. It was chicken fingers, homemade chicken fingers, and beef on Kimmelwick rolls, which you guys have no clue what a Kimmelwick roll is, because you can't get them anywhere outside of Western New York. And they're really good. And we'd eat these chicken fingers and Kimmelwick roll, and then Kimmelwick beef on wick, and then we'd open presents. And after we opened presents with our cousins, we would go home. And my mom didn't like waking up early, and she wouldn't sleep on Christmas Eve because she was excited to give the presents. And so we would always open presents on Christmas Eve. And so it was our tradition. Getting up Christmas morning really wasn't a big deal for us because we were already done. This year, it was funny, I was talking to the students, and I asked the students, hey, what's your most memorable present? And I was trying to think of mine, and really, the most memorable presents I could think of were actually, every Christmas, my parents would get us a six-pack of soda bottles. So, like, every Christmas, I would get a six-pack of Pepsi or of Sprite or something, because we never got soda growing up, and my dad would always have his soda, and we could never touch it. And so, growing up, I just remember, hey, this special thing of soda. Like, we think it's lame now, but back then, it wasn't. And that was kind of our tradition. Then when Tamina and I met, I started going to her family, and her family's traditions were way different than mine. They did what was called this Christmas Haggadah. And when Tamina told me about it, I was like, what's a Haggadah? And I didn't know what it was. And actually, it's very similar to what we did last night at the Christmas Eve service. There's readings of prophecy. And we would pray together as a family. And then we would write gifts to Jesus. And it could be a sin that we wanted to give Jesus, and it could be something we want to focus on. It could be whatever. And we take those, a piece of paper, we'd write our gift, we put it in the tree, and then we'd go to bed. And then this is the part that Kendrick and I didn't know about. They wake up on Christmas morning to the Hallelujah chorus, and it's not just kind of, it's on. It was like, it's blasting, because my father-in-law felt like, if you're going to listen to Hallelujah Chorus, you might as well listen to it really, really loud. Well, the part that's not the bad part per se, but the bad part is, Kendrick and I, our first Christmas, were sleeping in the living room. In the living room were the two largest speakers in the house. No one told us that this was happening, and so Kendrick and I had this rude awakening of, what's going on? Why are we, you know? And so they have that experience, and then we would pray together as a family, and then we would burn the gifts that we want to give to Jesus, kind of like an Old Testament burning thing, and then we'd open presents. And so our traditions were very different, but you can see the focus is ultimately on the gifts. One, the gift of Jesus, and also the gifts for each other. And as Nate and I talked about this service, and we talked about the gift that Jesus is, it made us think of John 1. John 1 says this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that had been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. And then verse 14, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. How crazy is that? that Jesus, who is in the beginning, who created everything, who is the light, who is the Word that spoke everything into existence, left heaven and took on flesh because he knew we needed rescued. He knew that the only way for us to have a relationship with God is for him to come and be a servant and to love and to ultimately die in our place as our substitute. What a gift that is. And this morning we want to focus on that gift, and you'll see a red piece of paper. And what we'd like you to do is we'd like you to take some time as Nate plays. I want you to think of what gift you would like to give Jesus this morning. Like I said, it could be a sin that you're struggling with and you want to give it to Jesus and say, God, I need you. I need you to help me work through this. It could be something that you know God has said, man, I really want you to focus on this. It could be your weight. It could be your family. It could be your pride. It could be humility. It could be any number of things. And there's a pen around, and we want you to write down what your gift's going to be. So I'm going to give you time to think, to pray, to write down, and I will give you further instructions in a few minutes. Go ahead and play. So write down your gift. Something that I just thought would be really fun and just good for perspective is to not just give a gift to Jesus, but to ultimately take communion too. Because how awesome is it for us to be able to celebrate Jesus' birth, but also the fact that he came to die, and that ultimately he says, we need to do this to remember that he came and that he's coming back again. So this morning, we get to celebrate the gift that he is in coming, the gift that he lived, the gift that he died, the gift that he's in heaven now until the time comes where he comes back for his people. And that's what we get to celebrate this morning. So what we're going to have you do is we're going to have you come down and you can put your gift in the basket, and then you can serve yourself communion. So just take bread in the cup, just pray, and then take communion and then put it back, or put your cup back, and we'll go from there. So put your gift in the basket, take communion, and then go ahead and sit down. And you can take the elements while you're standing up here. Let's pray. God, thank you that you came and you died, but you rose again. And you're now setting up heaven, ready to come back at any point for your people. Lord, as we take communion this morning, help us to remember all that you've done and what is to come. In your name I pray, amen.